Hello again. This is Charlie Tuna. You're sitting in my studio. I think there's a mosquito loose in here. No. Don't try and kill him. After all, when you start getting old, sometimes a mosquito is the only thing left on Earth that wants you for your body.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing.
Mama, don't take my Kodachrome away, or I'll show Daddy those pictures of you I got at Christmas time kissing Santa Claus. What? I know Santa Claus doesn't wear a postman's uniform, and you know it, too. It's Maureen McGovern. This is The Morning After, music from the...
Why don't we cross the bridge together? American Forces Radio.
Meanwhile, in the playground of my mind, Clint Holmes with Charlie Tuna. I'll be talking to an old high school classmate of mine, or at least we'll try and reach her in Denver, Colorado a little later on. And in just a couple of seconds, we'll try and dial a laugh. There's a new service of a radio station in Massachusetts, I guess, to kind of bring you up.
When this old world gets me down, and there's no love to be found, I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song. Playground in my mind, in a world that used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song.
Playground of my mind. That's Clint Holmes with Charlie Tuna. Sitting here laughing at a couple of stories, and somehow they both seem to fit together. One is from Las Vegas, Nevada. A guy gets on a telephone, right, calls the police dispatcher in Las Vegas, says, I don't want you to think I'm drunk, but I've just seen a hippopotamus walking down the highway, and he's following a goat. It was not recorded whether the police dispatcher received that call, thought the guy on the other end was smashed out of his mind or not, but a patrol car was sent, and the car radioed back, says, you're right, there's a hippo and a goat walking down a highway. It turned out they had escaped from a nearby zoo, and the hippo was relying on the goat as a guide, and was walked back to captivity by following the goat, which was led by a frog. What is it about the Judas goat, right? Never follow a goat home. Another one was a guy in New York was cleaning a 16 by 35 foot tank at a brewery in Brooklyn, and he fell through an 18 inch hatch into a huge vat filled of about 4 feet with beer, according to authorities. And now the poor guy, he's in pretty good condition now in the hospital, but apparently he really didn't get that hurt by the fall. It was when he was fighting off the rescuers. I guess. Well, enough of that. I'm going to dial another laugh here in just a second. This radio station in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, has a service, I guess, nowadays for people who get down in the dumps with what's going on around them. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and we'll dial this number in just a second and find out what's on the other end. What do mosquitoes and muskets have in common? Well, of course, they both have quite a sting, but did you know that they come from the same word? Many years ago, a form of the word mosquito meant sparrowhawk to the French, and they gave the name to one of their early guns. It sounded like musket, and there you are. Your knowledge of languages and hundreds of other subjects can be greatly increased by enrolling in USAFI, the United States Armed Forces Institute. In plain language, see your education advisor. All right, let me dial the laugh here. See what I can get on the other end. Maybe the recording doesn't feel like being funny today. Two ringy dinnies. Hello?
This is WBEC, Berkshire County's happy station, with a good laugh for today.
that's it. Funny, it sounds just like the boss whenever I go in and ask him for a raise.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his class. But then his number came up and he was gone with his draft. He's in the army now, a blown reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a tootly attitude, he blows an H to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company just a leap for Trevely. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a fish. When he played, he made the company jump the H to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And I'm a tootly attitude,
and you bet, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. With Charlie Tuna, I've got a call here in just a second, going to Denver, Colorado, to talk to an old classmate of mine named Cheryl. She was probably the most dynamite-looking chick in class. All the guys would try and carry her home instead of the books every day. But she's one of the people I know that lives in Denver, Colorado right now. And according to recent reports in the L.A. Times, that is probably the hardest-hit city when it comes to the gas shortage. We'll find out just how hard from Cheryl.
Thank you.
Walsh with Charlie Tuna. I love a little Walsh now and then, don't you, dear? Yes, Rocky Mountain way. We're going to call the Rocky Mountains here in Denver, Colorado in just a second and find out what the gas trip looks like out there, or if they're making any trips, I guess, because they're out of gas in Denver, Colorado. It's been the hardest hit city, and I'm going to talk to an old high school classmate named Cheryl. Just one way, right, to get to talk to the old chicks you used to dig just for the phone call. But I haven't talked to her, I guess it's about a year. We had our 10-year high school reunion last summer, and she looked, I must say, all the girls in my class looked better than ever. Either that or it was about 7 or 8 beers that I had at that point. Okay, you're a short timer, and the chances are very good that before you leave the service, all of your dental work will be completed. But just in case the work isn't done, remember, the Veterans Administration will give one-time only treatment for any dental condition that existed while on active duty. Now here's one more interesting question that may affect you or a buddy. Can a serviceman's group insurance policy be converted to a permanent insurance plan before the insured is retired from active duty? No. The conversion must take place within a 120-day period after leaving the service. All right, let's call Denver, Colorado here and see if I can get a hold of Cheryl. Married now, a couple of kids. Times change. But then you've changed.
Hello.
Hello, is Cheryl there?
Yes, she is. One moment.
All right.
Hello? Now, that's got a bugger, old man, right? Who is that, Cheryl? Well, it's a disc jockey in Los Angeles. Oh, sure, right. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Yes?
This is Charlie Tuna.
Hi,
how are you?
Just fine.
I'm on the air in Los Angeles, so don't give away my true identity or I'll never be able to get out of that phone booth again. Now, Louise, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, I haven't talked to you in about a year, and you're probably wondering why in the world is he calling me this morning.
Well, listen, it's just good to hear from you.
Well, it's good.
Why are you calling me?
I just ran out of numbers to call here in Los Angeles and breathe heavily, so I thought I'd start trying out of state now. Now, the reason I'm calling is because on the front page of the Los Angeles Times yesterday, it mentioned that Denver has been the hardest hit city in the United States when it comes to the current gasoline shortage. Is that true?
That's true.
All right, that's why I figured I'd find you at home because you couldn't go anywhere. What's...
It's true.
What's been the effect on you as far as personally your life in Denver without gas? I mean, well, let me rephrase that. How has it been to cope with the situation? Because here in Los Angeles, that's our only real principal means of transportation. We have no rapid transit to speak of, and so we are totally dependent on the automobile, and we might be facing that same shortage. So I wonder how people in Denver are handling it. What are you doing for kicks now? Watching the ground thaw at night, or what?
Staying at home.
You're staying at home?
Really.
How many gas stations are there open usually in Denver on a weekend? Very many?
2%.
2%?
Really, 98% have been closed.
What are the gas prices right now for, like, regular and Supreme?
Ethel, I think, runs about 46 cents. And regular is about 41 or 42.
It's getting kind of embarrassing, don't you think, at our age?
We just bought an economy car.
Oh, did you? Is that the trend now in Denver? All the little economy car sales are going up?
Well, it really is, you know, because you can't afford to drive a big car around. Because
right.
The prices and everything.
Yeah, it is getting kind of embarrassing. I know a lot of the cats here in the singles apartments in Los Angeles say now when they take out girls and they tell them they run out of gas, from force of habit, they started to unbutton. Maybe there's a solution to this if we can figure out how gasoline and alcohol mix. Actually, they do, but it's just the olives that get stuck in the carburetor. Well, what I've tried here is to carry around a set of drinking glasses and offer the gasoline station attendants $50,000 as a prize. It usually works.
No, I was going to say, it helps to know you're a gasoline attendant, believe me.
Have you had any friends with any unusual happenings to them or what?
No, not really.
You haven't run out of gas, have you? Yet? I mean, well, you're not 30 yet, so apparently you haven't.
No, we haven't, but, you know, it's because we sort of know where to go. And you have to go at a certain time if they're open during the day, because once they fill their quota, they close up.
That's what I've heard. They close after 3 o'clock, most of them.
So make sure you're down there about 7:30.
Well, I'm going to leave my show right now and get out of here and get some gas then. Hey, when are you going to come out to visit us?
I'd love to, anytime.
Okay. Well, we're all downhill, so you shouldn't have to worry about the gas.
All right.
Charlie Tuna with Three Dog Night. Play this on your woofer for best response.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain.
Engineer just said, that's the cat's meow. Trying to start a fight or something? Shambhala with Charlie Tuna and Charlie Rich. Behind Closed Doors. This is from Charlie's brand new album entitled, Are You Still In There?
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene. Hanging all over me in a crowd. Cause people like to talk, boy, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Baby makes me smile. Lord, don't you make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say I want you. Always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Charlie Rich with Charlie Tuna, Behind Closed Doors. Can we present him the keyhole to the city so it won't be a mystery anymore to do that? I have a questionnaire in front of me. This guy sent me a questionnaire, I guess it was a week or two ago, and he asked, well, there are multiple choice things. You get to fill in or fill in the missing blank itself, and he wants to know about getting into radio. And I tried to answer some of his questions on the air, but now he sent back another list. So let me just go through some of these out there in case he's listening. First question, if you got out of radio today, what three things would you miss most? Probably Raquel Welch and a paycheck. Is higher education an aid or a detriment to a disc jockey? I consider it a detriment. I mean, once you've completed higher education, you're smart enough not to get in this business. How do you obtain feedback from those who listen to you? Myself, I jump out of bushes at the park, but other people have other ways. Let's see another page here. Oh, how often do you prepare a show? Usually when my wife's not home or I can't find any in the icebox. And another one, how does the disc jockey best incorporate security into his lifestyle? Just have a camera and some film at the Christmas party. Buying a home may present a problem to many, especially if you've been living rent-free much of your life. One of the tough adjustments to civilian life is the realization that you're on your own, but not really. You see, the Veterans Administration was set up to help the serviceman or woman after the completion of active duty. If you're on the market for a new home, the VA will grant you a loan for up to $21,000 with liberal repayment plans. This is just another of the ways designed to aid you, the military person, enjoy an active and pleasurable life at the end of your service. I have, it's vacation time, I guess. I have a lady on the line here who has just completed her first boat ride from the California coast to Catalina Island, 26 miles offshore, and she wants to tell me about, I guess, the vacation. Show and tell time. How was it out there? Hello?
I just wanted to report on Catalina.
What's, the Catalina trip.
Oh, it was fabulous.
It was?
It was a scream.
Well, what were some of the highlights of the trip? Are there...
Well, the band, I think, was the highlight of the whole thing.
What band?
Ron Holden and his band.
Oh, on board ship.
They played all the oldies but goodies thing, you know.
Oh, really?
But they did have dance contests. Oh, I won a hula hoop and a record and all kinds of junk. Yeah, a hula hoop contest. They had dancing contests and they played constantly from before it ever left.
Oh.
And all the way back, and I can't move.
You didn't get seasick or anything, did you?
No. I found out, I'm taking a sailing class, I found out that's all a state of mind anyway.
Oh, so you're going to go over the waves now, right? You're really hooked?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Everybody's all excited about going back to Catalina. It was really a good trip.
Oh, really?
Lots of people, a lot of fun, met a lot of real nice people.
I gave up sailing one time after one of those wild weekend parties because...
Emotion?
No, on Monday morning when the ship hit the sand, that was it.
Taylor's Wheel with Charlie Tuna. Everyone's agreed everything will turn out fine. I'm amazed at the naivete of people out there. Here's Karen Carpenter. Remember?
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Were such happy times, and not so long ago, how I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend, all the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe still shines. Yesterday once more. Has changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years like before. It's yesterday once more.
Charlie Tuna with the Fifth Dimension, California Filet of Soul. You got it if you go skydive noob in the Mojave Desert or run down Sunset Boulevard.
Dimensions, or California Soul, or you, Horace Greeley, wherever you're at. We're all out here now. That's going to count it for another day at Charlie Tuna. Thank you very much for listening. Before we say our goodbyes, a quick hello to all our friends and listeners at Lajes Air Base in the Azores. See you back here tomorrow. Till then, stay tuned. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.